Track 13, Unresolved Grief. On the last track, we discussed aspects of clients who are suffering from unresolved anger, how they deal with their anger, the targets at which they direct their anger, and forgiving their targets. Commonly, after a client has experienced severe trauma, he or she also experienced several losses. However, because the common conception of grief is mourning for losses of life, many clients never truly complete the grieving process. On this track, we'll examine the three levels of grieving losses, which include grieving specific losses, grieving the realization of powerlessness, and grieving mortality. In this track, we will address PTSD resulting from natural disasters. Number 1. Grieving specific losses. The first level, grief over specific losses, is the most well-known type of grief, one in which people, objects, or physical and emotional or spiritual losses are defined and grieved for. To help my clients recognize these specific losses, I give them 4 categories to consider when identifying their losses. 1. Financial losses. Obviously, money, though not as important as other losses, can be a great blow to anyone who has experienced economic troubles. I tell my clients that there are 2 types of financial losses, direct and indirect. Direct refers to those items that had a price sticker at one time, such as cars, medical bills, legal fees, damaged property, and so on. Indirect losses refer to the cost of lost opportunities, such as career opportunities that were out of bounds due to physical or psychological wounds. 2. Emotional losses. These include emotional symptoms that the clients have suffered, such as anger, fear, and anxiety. It can also refer to limitations resulting from trauma, such as social, vocational, and other aspects of their life. I also ask my clients to consider how the trauma affected his or her family, and include that in their emotional losses. 3. Medical and physical losses. Obviously, these include any injuries and handicaps, either physical or mental, resulting from the trauma. I also ask my clients to list how these losses have affected their lives, such as their job, relationships, sex life, creative pursuits, etc. 4. Philosophical, spiritual, and/or moral losses. Many times, traumatic events spark skepticism in people about the kindness of humanity or the existence and benevolence of God. I ask my clients to list the many groups, organizations, religions, or beliefs that they have since ceased believing or have at least begun to doubt as a result of their traumatic experience. By dividing losses into these 4 categories, clients have a much easier time naming their losses and thus a much easier grieving process. Number 2. Grieving and the realization of powerlessness. The second level of grieving and the realization of powerlessness, involves the client realizing that what they have lost may be gone forever and will never be regained. This takes a great action of the will from the client to admit that they have no control over what's happened to them. Many survivors of natural disasters struggle with this due to their hesitancy to accept the severe feelings of helplessness that overwhelm them during the catastrophe. Caleb was a 9-year-old when his mother and father died in a fire from a freak lightning bolt. Even though Caleb was relatively young at the time of the incident, he felt acutely the feelings of helplessness. From that moment on, Caleb suffered from highly developed survivor's guilt, stemming from the belief that if he hadn't been present, he might have woken up his parents and saved them. As we discussed in Track 6, survivor guilt results from the refusal to accept powerlessness as a fact of life. Now, at 16, Caleb still feels responsible somehow for the death of his parents. To help Caleb accept his powerlessness in the situation, I found the percentage of responsibility technique helpful. I asked Caleb to answer and complete the following questions and commands that I put to him truthfully. Number 1. Verbalize the details of the event in the first person. Number 2. What percentage of the event are you responsible for? Are you sure? Is it possible that the percentage is more than that or less? Number 3. Who else shared responsibility? Others at the scene, people distant from the scene. Societal influences. Number 4. Recalculate responsibility so that the total is 100% and accurately focus on what you did and did not do. Number 5. Describe how much you suffered for the responsibility you have assigned yourself. Caleb stated, "The lightning struck our house and caught the roof on fire first. I wasn't there, but I saw it afterwards, and I saw the fire alarm that hadn't gone off that could have saved my parents. I guess I give myself about 35% responsibility." I asked him, "Did you cause the storm?" Caleb responded that no, he hadn't, and then I asked him, "Oh, then you destroyed the fire alarm that didn't go off." He responded, "No, I didn't." I said, "Well then, was it your responsibility to change the batteries?" Caleb said, "No, I couldn't even reach that high." Then I asked him, "Did you know in advance that the lightning was going to choose your house on the same night that you spent the night at a friend's house?" Caleb stated, "No." I then asked him, "How much percentage do you give yourself now?" Caleb recalculated, "I guess I give myself 5%. I asked him, "Why 5%, Caleb?" He responded, "Because if I had been there, I could have woken them up." I stated, "Caleb, do you really think that you would have woken up at all yourself?" He said, "No, I guess not." I then asked him to recalculate again his percentage of responsibility, which he now calculated as 0%. As you can see, Caleb had finally realized and accepted his powerlessness in stopping the fire. Number 3, grieving own mortality. In addition to grieving for personal losses and grieving for realization of powerlessness, the third level of loss involves the client grieving their own mortality. Obviously, the idea that one day they're going to die is a client's ultimate expression of powerlessness. In Caleb's case, at the same time that he was grieving the loss of his parents, he was grieving the fact that someday he will die too. Therefore, while Caleb undergoes the 5 stages of grief for his parents, simultaneously, he will also be grieving his own mortality. On this track, we discussed the 3 levels of grieving losses, which include grieving specific losses, grieving the realization of powerlessness, and grieving mortality. On the next track, we will examine exercises to help clients gain a feeling of empowerment, taking inventory, re-finding yourself, and accentuating the positive. Question 13. What are the 3 levels of grieving losses?